Centers for Disease Control Director Thomas Frieden says if all goes well and a vaccine for H1N1 is ready by October, and if children get the two doses expected to be needed, it will be Thanksgiving before immunity kicks in. Frieden expects school closures, but advises local officials who will make that decision to do so sparingly.
Closures clearly stop the spread of the virus at the school, but they don't appear to have a large impact on the total number of cases that occurs in a community. And it's now clear that closing schools is rarely indicated.
The CDC chief says the possible benefits of closing must be balanced with the negatives: reduced education, school meals missed, unsupervised kids, or the lost wages of parents. Frieden is encouraging schools to be vaccination points. Milwaukee Public Schools health coordinator Kathleen Murphy says the logistics make it possible.
Simply because we tend to be located in community areas, we tend to have large gyms, parking available, and that sort of thing. So if the city health department called upon us to assist with a mass vaccination effort, we'd want to help in whatever way possible.
Young people age 5 years to 24 have been hardest hit by the H1N1 virus. That segment has comprised most of the cases nationwide. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.